Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Mem Hey of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include a continuation of the halacha, Ketana Sheniskatsha Shaloyla Dasavia, Tzricha Get V'Tzricha Miyun. If a minor girl accepted Kedushin without her father's knowledge, she requires both a Get and Miyun. Meis V'Nafal Lefnei Achav LeYibim. If the Mekadosh died, and now the Ketana fell to his brother for Yibim, Rav Huna Marav says, Mame Enes Lebamari, V'Eina Mame Enes Lezikasai. If the Yavim gave her a Mimer, since she requires a Get, she also requires Miyun. But if he did not give her Mimer, since there is no Get, she does not require Miyun. Rav Shmuel agreed that Shema Nistratza HaBen Lo Yamrinun. Only a father might consent to a Kedushin his daughter accepted, but a son certainly did not consent to a Kedushin his father accepted for him. They also agree that Aval Derech Bizoin Loi. A father might consent to a Kedushin of his daughter only if it was given in a respectable fashion, but not if it was given in a degrading way. The machlekes is in whether a ketana who is married to a kohen without her father's knowledge may eat truma or not. In the cases of niskat shel hadas aviya, v'halacha avi l'medina siyam v'amda v'nisus, if she first accepted kedushin with her father's knowledge and then performed nisuin without his knowledge while he was abroad, niskat shel hadas v'nisus sheloy l'hadas v'aviya kan. If she first accepted kedushin with her father's knowledge and then performed nisuin without his knowledge while he was around, niskancha shaloy ladas aviyah, v'nisa shaloy ladas v'aviyah kan. If she both accepted kedushin and performed nisuin without her father's knowledge while he was around.